Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a too big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop it. Right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket line and picket sign. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
You are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And on this wonderful, beautiful, this is a wonderful, beautiful Monday morning. It is a definitely November the 28th, 2022. And we are going to have a great, wonderful show for you, as we always do. And we're going to talk about some of the things that are transpiring in our society today. I don't know about you, but I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Hope you had your turkey and your dressing and potato salad, greens, cornbread, sweet potato pie, cake and ice cream and all the wonderful things. But most of all, I hope you had family and friends and associates around you to help you bring in the wonderful, beautiful Thanksgiving holiday. And it's just about being thankful for everything you have. It's not about the pilgrims and all that stuff and all that stuff that that's been created by whoever. It's about happiness, togetherness, and lovingness and foreverness. That's what it's all about. And as I'm on Facebook Live this morning, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live, and I'm tagging a few people right now as we start our show off. I want you to know I started my YouTube page, so pretty soon we're going to be going over to YouTube. That way you'll be able to see all the co-hosts on the show, the co-producers on the show. You'll be able to see everyone on the show. And so that's what I've been working on, upgrading and updating our show and taking it to the next level, because it's a civil rights talk show that is very interesting and is very much needed, because there's some things on the news they're just not going to tell you. Matter of fact, one of our topics today, our only topic today, well, we are going to talk about some politics, because we want to know some results about what happened with the voting, because a lot of people didn't understand how that turned out with the voting. It turned out good and it turned out bad. So we want to talk today a little bit about what's going on with our voting, because that's really important. So I don't want you to think that Christmas is going to come and go, but Christmas is here. Can you believe it, that Christmas is here already? I mean, you just had Thanksgiving, and now everybody has their lights up, and it's time for Christmas. This is what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to go out there and spend all your money on one day, okay? Because when Christmas is over, you need to remember never to forget that the United States of America we're dealing with inflation right now. We're dealing with a recession right now. We're dealing with some depression from still the fallout from COVID-19. People are still recuperating from what happened with COVID. Jeff Bezos just lost $1 trillion, and he owns Amazon, and he's been downsizing his Amazon ever since he had that big loss. So it's affecting everybody. Probably not Elon Musk, okay? But it's affecting a lot of people. But a lot of the rich and famous being affected by the recession and the inflation that's plaguing our society right now. You go in the grocery store, you can't find groceries on the shelf. You look on certain shelves and they have all the food fronted off. And you look behind there's nothing there. You know, there's certain things that you just can't hardly find in the grocery store right now. So just be mindful and watch what technology and artificial intelligence is doing. A lot of people are going to be replaced. They're laying off so many people from their jobs right now. And when you lay off a whole lot of people, you don't need a whole lot of people when you have robots to do what people can do. Now, this is not the show where we're going to talk. We're probably going to talk about artificial intelligence next week. But just a little brief thing on artificial intelligence. They have a new thing that's coming out where they can replace human beings with synthetic human beings. I know it sounds unbelievable. You don't have to listen to me about it. Go out and read for it. Pull it up for yourself. Pull it up and pull up artificial human beings being made by artificial intelligence. They're just now telling us about this. Imagine how many years they've been working on it. All right, use your very important imagination to imagine how many years they already had this out before they public. Now they're presenting these type of things now, and they've already been working on it for 50 years. When they cloned the sheep, and they cloned the two sheep, that was 50 years ago. Imagine what these scientists are doing now. Okay? They're cloning your meat. Or they're cloning your animals. Now they're cloning human beings. And they're not stopping there. So we're going to talk about that next week on our show. And this is going to be a very powerful, important topic. And because artificial intelligence is a reality, it's real, and it's not going away. It is not, I say, going away. Now, everybody on Facebook Live, I want you to do me a favor, and I want you to tag 10 people and let them know about our show here. In just a few minutes, we're going to get into our segment of our show. We're going to get our co-producers on. We're going to be talking about a lot of different things this morning. I don't know why, but we've been having a little technical stuff going on the show this morning, so I'm going to like go right now, and let's see. I think let's go to Professor Reams. Okay. Good morning, Professor Reams. Are you there? How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Jones. Yes, I'm here. Good morning, everyone, to the best Block Talk radio program on Monday mornings. We will get into the topics and issues of the day, and we will also realize where we and how we are functioning in our journey as we move forward with the Lord and what he wants us to do in his word. So with that, good morning.
Amen.
Good morning,
amen.
Pastor Jones.
Good morning. Good morning, Professor Reams. It's such an honor. Professor Reams, this morning we're going to touch on the slavery on the ballot, you know, this morning. I just want to touch on that a little bit because a lot of people didn't understand whether to vote for it or not to vote for it and what it really meant. So we're going to touch on that this morning. I want to shout out Kevin Galis. What's up, Kevin? From Susan Miller Dorsey High School. Good morning, Gloria Majors on Facebook Live. Good morning. Good morning, Sheila Timberlake. Good morning. Good morning. And bless you, Sheila Timberlake from Dorsey High School. From the Garden, from the Garden Heights. Good morning, Brother Glenn Yost. Stay with us. Don't go nowhere. Brother Glenn Yost, nice to see you. Without further ado, let's get in my daughter, Talana Jones. Good morning, Talana Jones. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dad. Good morning, Professor Reams. And shout out to everybody listening and watching. Good morning. Happy Monday. I pray everyone had a blessed Thanksgiving. And I love you all. I just want to also say I don't think we ever stop going through slavery. It's continual. It's just changing through technology and, I believe, the government system.
Wow. All right. Wow. Oh, my gosh. It's almost my birthday. Oh, I want to shout out to Sheila Timberlake. I want to wish her a very happy birthday. Happy birthday already before your birthday, Sheila Timberlake. Thank you
happy
for joining
birthday,
us on Facebook
Sheila.
Live. Yeah, Sheila, we love you. Without further ado, let's get Vera in the studio. Good morning, Vera. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Eddie. Good morning to all the co-hosts and every single listener out there. I am doing great. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Good morning,
good morning,
everybody. Say good morning, Vera. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Talana. Good morning, Dr. Granny V. Yes, the doctor's in the house. Good morning, Talana.
And without further ado, let's get our brother Clarence M. Allen in the studio with us, our co-producer. Good morning, brother Clarence M. Allen. How are you this morning? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning, the commentator. Good morning to the Mrs. of Birds of Wisdom, Dr. Granny B. Especially good morning to all our listeners out there. Once again, you have tuned into the world's greatest Monday morning Blog Talk radio show, the Eddie Justice Jones Blog Talk radio show. It's about my right, your right, our right. Man, Pastor Eddie, I want to just thank you once again for allowing me to get into this limousine and ride along with you, brother. God bless everybody. Let's get it started.
Good morning, regulator. Much love.
Good morning.
Good morning, regulator.
I love it. But the only thing, I love it. Don't get me wrong. But on Facebook Live, if they hear any music and you're not the owner of the music, they want you to type in, I do not own this music, or they will cut the show. They will cut the show on Facebook Live. I love that music, man. That music is amazing, and it has a lot of feeling to it, and it kind of lets us know where we are right now. But on Facebook Live, it's okay on Blog Talk, but on Facebook Live, they'll actually say, do you own this music? And if you don't own it, they'll cut off a portion of your show, the part where the music was playing. But let's not, you know, that's why when I do the What's Going On, I don't go on Facebook Live till after that song comes on. So then that way they won't be able to do that, but they will do it. And that's why we're moving the platform to YouTube. I just started a YouTube page, and it's going to be all YouTube, and we'll be doing our radio show on the YouTube page, and we'll be able to see our co-hosts and our co-producers. And I want everyone to be able to see who's all on our show. My sister Vera, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V, Clarence M. Allen, the regulator, Professor Reams with the commentary and social justice, and also Linda Goldie with Poetry in Motion, and Aretha Adams-Jones with mental health, and Vera Jones with health and wellness. But we want you to be able to see everyone, so we're moving to a higher, better, more secure platform, because when I pay for I'm paying for this radio show, and when you pay for it, you're supposed to get every 100% what you're paying for. I don't want people to be calling in and calls are getting dropped and they're not able to get into the show for whatever reason. On YouTube, you won't have that problem. So soon, the Eddie Jones radio talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones radio talk show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, will be moving to YouTube on a higher platform. We'll still have Facebook Live. We'll still have Instagram. But we're going to move to a higher level because we want to expand and expound on getting you the up-to-date news. I don't know if you heard about the shooting at Walmart where the young man was, it happened in Virginia, and the young man was a young man, thanks Clarence for putting that up there. This young man was a manager. He was a manager at Walmart. He was in his early 20s, like maybe 22 or 23 years old. And this is why bullying is not a good thing. It's not good to bully people because you don't know what people are going through and you don't know what they're feeling when you're bullying people. So we don't condone any type of bullying on this show. None. Zero tolerance for bullying in life, period. But they were bullying this young man at this particular Walmart in Virginia. And if you've already seen it on the news, good morning, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Thank you so much for watching from Louisiana on Facebook Live. This young man called. They had a meeting. We say they have a meeting every morning so everybody can get their assignment at Walmart on what they're going to do. They went into the meeting. Everybody was there for the meeting, and he went in there, and he started shooting people and killing people. And after he shot and killed who he wanted to kill, and he let a few people go, but he turned the gun on himself. And he left a manifesto. He left a note telling why he did what he did. So bullying is not good. You don't know who you're bullying. And then there was also the shooting about the football players that were on the bus that were taunting this guy and bullying this guy. And he got fed up, and he killed those three football players, but he also shot some other people too before turning the gun on himself. So I said all that to say this: don't bully people, don't taunt people, because you don't know, and that's been going on a lot of hazing and taunting and bullying. So we're going to have to get Bully the Bull on our show. He's from Tennessee. Bully the Bull, we'll get him on our show. And he goes around talking about why it's important not to bully people. Evangelist Felicia, nice to see you on this morning. God bless you. Welcome to the show. Good morning to you on Facebook Live. I want to just talk for a minute about Mrs. Robinson, Shanquilla Robinson. I just want to briefly touch on her. Oh, boy, it's getting hot. The trail is getting hot. And all the people that are involved in her unfortunate loss of life, sooner or later will be paying with their life, probably in prison in Mexico, in Cabo, Mexico. I've been doing some reading about the prisons in Mexico, and they are not as nice, and prison is not nice, period. But their prison is really, really not nice. My heart goes out to the Robinson family again, from the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association and the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We send our love to, even though they already had her home going, this case is ongoing, and the pieces will come together. It's a puzzle right now. But slowly but surely, people are talking more and more and more about what happened to Shanquilla Robinson in Cabo, Mexico, when she went there to have a vacation with her friends. Of course, you already know she was murdered, but what you don't know is the FBI is involved from the United States, and then Mexico has their central intelligence involved as well. Good morning, Cousin V, who does our sports report all the way from Florida, who will be on our show today, who's on Facebook Live. Thank you for joining us. We love you. Everybody say good morning to Cousin V. She's out there in Florida. Good morning, Cousin V.
Good morning, Cousin V.
Good morning, Cousin V.
Cousin V, good morning.
Good morning, Cousin V from Florida. Love you.
Now, I just want to say this, you know, and I'm going to close out because, you know, on Shanquilla Robinson, we're going to close out on her. We got to get to our two topics today. Let's keep praying for the family. Let's pray for justice and equality to come, and I'm sure it will. Slowly but surely, there will be a trial, and I'm sure one day, unfortunately, they're probably going to make a movie about this. They're probably going to make a movie about what happened to this young lady and the way that she was treated. And, hey, Carrie Brown. Everybody say good morning to Carrie Brown on Facebook Live. Good morning, Queen Carrie Brown. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Carrie Brown.
All hail the Queen.
Good morning.
Oh my gosh, amen. Now, I just want to let you know, it doesn't seem like it, and they're not going to tell you, but we are in a recession, and it causes depression, and we have inflation going on like never before. When you go in the grocery store, and I said this before, good morning, Queen Carrie Brown, when you go in the grocery store and you can't find certain things on the shelves, what does that tell you? When you go and you want to get something that you normally can get just like that, even if you have the money, they still don't have it. It's on order, and then they tell you to do a rain check, and they still don't have it. So I'm just saying, I say this every week on our show. All right, hello, God bless you too. Everybody out there, you better stock up on your water, your food rations, and everything. Because when this thing goes down, and it will, we don't know when, we don't know where, and we don't know how, but it will. You need to be prepared. Make sure you have a Red Cross emergency preparedness kit. If you don't have one, you can order one. You need to have a Red Cross emergency preparedness kit, or you can put one together for yourself. You need a flashlight. You need food rations. You need a wind-up radio. You need blankets, towels, alcohol, peroxide, all the things that you would use, like, if you know, in an emergency situation, you know. So just think about it. You need to have I know it sounds crazy, but you never know when you got to leave your house like that. You need to, yes, it is really going down. Now, a lot of people don't understand martial law and what it means, but it means that the government can take over your state and tell you how far you can drive and how far you can't drive, when you can come out and when you can't come out, what time you have to go in at curfew, which is normally 6 p.m., and they will regulate that, okay? It seems like it's unbelievable, but it's so real. And I don't want you to get caught not ready. But if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And this is going to be a big civil rights issue on where you can and cannot go. Now, this is going to be applicable to everybody. It don't matter if you're black, white, or what. This is going to apply. There's going to come a time soon where you won't be able to drive outside of your city. You'll be locked into your city. and you'll have to have a mark in your hand or in your eye, and they'll scan your eye or your hand, and it'll let them know exactly where you live, what your Social Security card is, and everything else. They're going to do away with these licenses. Right now they have a thing called the Real ID, and this Real ID is going to be used, for those who don't know, the Real ID will be used on an airplane to go anywhere outside of your city. You'll have to have the Real ID. The young man who was shot recovering his home. Oh, okay. Let's see, it's my nephew. Oh, my gosh. Well, Evangelist Virginia Valentine just hit the young man that was shot is at home. Now, we'll find out about that in just a few minutes. But I'm telling you, in order for you to get the Real ID from the DMV now, you got to have your birth certificate, your Social Security card, and if you have a passport, you need to have that, your California ID, before they give you the Real ID. Now, the Real ID is going to eventually turn into, it's already a chip on there already. It's a chip on your license. You don't know it, but it's already there. And they can use it. They just take it back. They used to have to type in all your information. They don't need to do that anymore. They take it to the police car. They put it on there up against there, and it pulls up all your information in 2 seconds. So what used to happen in the past, artificial intelligence, again, AI, is taking over. And one day, AI will be the leader. And they'll probably try to make AI a god, over God. But that won't happen because the God that we serve is a mighty God. But I'm telling you what man will do. It says that man will self-destruct himself. Okay, so we need to pay close attention to that. We need to be ready. Put up. And praying for our families and, you know, working things out so that we can adjust ourselves to the new world order. So much for that. We're going to move off that particular subject matter, that particular topic. And it's I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. Boy, I was just happy to be with family, just happy to enjoy some really good food, and just happy to want to send a big shout-out to my wife. Hey, honey, how you doing? What a great dinner you made. And family and friends and just love. That's what Thanksgiving really is all about. It's not about a big old giant turkey. It's about love. It's about joy. It's about family, good food, good conversation. Because you never know. You just never know these days what's going to happen even in the next minute these days. Your life can change in the twinkling of an eye. So be grateful and be thankful for every single thing you have. Matter of fact, I want to share something with you to encourage you. We need to always stay and be encouraged. Amen. Oh, you had the Real ID for 3 years. That's right, because you've been going out of the country a lot. Sheila Timberlake says she's had the Real ID for 3 years to travel out the country because you're going to need it. Passports and one form of ID, but you're going to need the Real ID. I want to encourage you this morning. I want to read something to you very quick. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. And that's in God. And that comes from Psalms 143, chapter 143, verse 8. Most of us have experienced adverse circumstances that dramatically affected us as well as those we love. How often has your world been disrupted by serious illness, death, failure, or financial disaster? Nevertheless, you have the assurance of God's love for you. However despondent you may be about unexpected events and circumstances that cause you great anxiety, never lose sight of the fact that Jesus loves you with an unfailing, internal, and perfect love. He will ease your burden if you turn to him in prayer and faith. He will allow your fears and concerns and give you his Holy Spirit to comfort and lead you. Regardless of the circumstances or how dark the future may seem, if you take God at his word and listen to his promises, you will enjoy his blessings as well as his peace that drives out all fear. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. I want you to let that sink into the resonance of your heart and mind, and I want you to know that you should stay encouraged. Be encouraged. I know that we serve a wonderful, phenomenal, fantastic, all-powerful, and almighty God, omnipotent God, Abba, Father, God. God bless everyone on the show right now. Without further ado, we're going to go over to Professor Reigns. Professor Reigns, please take the floor. Tell us what slavery was on the ballot. It passed in a few states and it didn't pass in other states. Talk just a little bit about that before we go into our main topic. Professor Reigns, please take the floor. What's going on with politics right now? Who has the House? Who has the floor? Go right ahead, Professor Reigns.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Jones. Now let's start with the ballot measures that were introduced and passed in four states. Actually, were introduced in five states. The five states where slavery was on the ballot was Alabama, Oregon, Tennessee, Vermont, and Louisiana. And happily, the ballots passed in Alabama, Oregon, Tennessee, and Vermont. Now the focus, but didn't pass Louisiana because there was a flaw in the version that had ambiguous language. So we have the voters in these four states approving these measures because they wanted to prohibit slavery and involuntary servitude as punishment for those who are in prison. And what was going on was that, of course, slavery was abolished, you know, although we are still living in different forms, as Talon mentioned. But the official version of it was that if you're incarcerated, then that meant for any crime, it meant that your status as a person would change, where you were on the back to the level of being a slave or an involuntary servant. Okay, so, and because of that, these types of laws were still on the books in these states since their inception, because, of course, these were issues of the old slave states. I mean, Oregon had issues going on where they were just copying and pasting what was going on at the time. So if you go back to Willie Lynch memo, part of it was also having regulations and or legislation that would institutionalize slavery in there so that should something happen, you could always fall back on the old legislation. Well, these ballot measures were put on to eliminate, get rid of those amendments, those policies, those laws that were still in the Constitution of these states. So by doing that, they took out that language where you cannot be bound over as a slave or indentured servant, no more. Louisiana, unfortunately, the language was so vague that it didn't sound as though that abolishment would take place. So the voters were told not to vote for it. So hopefully they will vote in another version of it, which has clearer language so that it is taken out of the rule books. Now this goes into the idea of why this is happening, because the reason is that should down or should a governor or there be issues going on, they won't do as they did with dealing with the issues of Roe v. Wade, where there's still these laws on the books which should have been eliminated, but are still there dangling for them to use and go back 100 or 200 years to oppress the citizenry because they can. And so in doing so, this is a good day because these states took it upon themselves to eliminate this language. Now, as we've already talked about, even though it's not there in legal terms as far as policies, people's attitudes are kind of hard to get around, especially when you're dealing with culture, when you're dealing with what's been ingrained, when you have it being taught and conditioned as to this is how you treat other people. But with laws available, it does say that, yeah, you may have this impulse, you may behave in this way, but if you do, there will be consequences so that maybe this will change your behavior and your conduct towards a specific group of people. So this is the status of what has happened. And so this is just a minor setback. As Max Parthas, the campaign coordinator, said, but that Louisiana will redo the law and vote it back in, or vote it so that that language is eliminated from Louisiana. So this was a good day for moving forward. You know, we are taking two steps forward, but you know how it works. Every time we take two steps forward, our behavior moves us back two steps back or one step back. But at least as the journey is, it's not a straight journey like you're getting on the freeway and go from one area to another. It's like going across the nation. You're going to have to stop here. You're going to have to regroup, and you keep going. But as long as you're going in the right direction, then at least it moves you in a positive way that we all should benefit from. So with that, Pastor Jones, I yield back to you.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Let's give a big hand for Professor Raines. Thank you for bringing us that information on.
Professor Raines.
Wow. Let's see. Wow, man, that's deeper than the ocean and higher than the mountain, surges than the river. Let's see here. I'm trying to write. I want to go to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, take the floor. There was a couple of that shooting that I've been hearing about. What's up, Brother Freeman? How are you? God bless you, Brother Joseph Freeman. What's up, man? Jehovah is with you. Take the floor, Clarence. There was a couple of shootings. Go ahead and share with us about these shootings.
Yes. Thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you, Professor Raines, for educating us with the slavery issues, you know, these amendments. You know, you can also become enslaved by committing certain crimes working in these prisons. And, you know, Angola is one of the chief ones down in Louisiana. But we've been having a rash of shootings lately across this nation. You know, even President Joe Biden spoke over the weekend about making even stricter laws about getting a lot of these automated weapons of war that in our community is outlawed and more difficult to get. There was a shooting here in Riverside, California. A deputy sheriff, you know, Pastor Eddie spoke upon the bullying earlier in the show, the shooting in Walmart, another shooting at the State University there in Virginia. But a deputy sheriff from Virginia catfished a young lady, 17-year-old girl, drove out here from Virginia, you know, and so astonishing about the state of Virginia. I'm going to read when my segment comes, the Lynch letter, which was cast in the state of Virginia to spiritual mindsetting fail to get the slave to become obedient. And Talana Jones talked about the many different ways which slavery metamorphosized and moved into other, you know, the slavery of the mind, you know, the slavery of different environments and institutions and corporations are in effect, like Anna said. But the sheriff deputy, he came out here, drove out to Riverside, California. He killed a high school teacher, his wife, their daughter, set the house on fire to hide the murder. And so the neighbors heard a man and a young lady arguing in the front yard before they left. So he took the young lady. They ended up killing him out in San Bernardino, and he fired back, according to the news reports. So, you know, Pastor Eddie, you know, every Monday morning, you bring these issues that we need to know about, we need to hear about, and we need to apply this knowledge to our lifestyle so we can beware and be aware of the things that goes on around us, in our communities, in our state, even throughout this nation, because we have no idea when the next person is going to malfunction and just come out, you know, shooting. You know, Walmart, they had the manager kill so many employees in the break room, man. You know, we was not born with these jobs. If you got a job, you do not own that job unless you created that company, unless you Bezos or Musk or somebody, you know. And you know, with this guy Musk, man, he has given everybody that was kicked off Twitter, even Resident Rump, recent resident, back his full voice on Twitter. So, you know, violence is escalating. There are corporations leaving Twitter because of this stuff. So, you know, it's out here, Pastor Eddie. This nation was created on violence. You know, the first man to get killed was Christopher Attucks, you know, in 1776, back around that time. So, you know, we are the stem, we are the brunt of all this, but yet and still, Pastor Jay, this is just another hot-button topic. So, you know, we all need to be aware of our surroundings. Go out, have a good time, enjoy your life, do your work, take care of your family, your responsibility, your bills and everything. But be aware who around you. I just saw a video this morning. Terrell Owens was in Inglewood at a store, and he knocked a guy out that approached him while he was speaking with somebody else. So violence is the dance for the day, and we have so many of these crackpots malfunctioning out here with these weapons to kill. The last thing that I'd like to say, there's this device called the auto switch. Pastor Eddie a couple of weeks ago talked about the ghost gun. This auto switch, you can order from China. You can make it in a digital printer, and they putting it in a semi-automatic handgun, and it turns into a fully machine gun, fully automated machine gun. And there's a video on YouTube where a guy used one to lure the police to a house and shot several of them. He had a door open. He was in the dark. And, man, this gun shot so fast, two of them were shot before the police even knew it. So, Pastor Eddie, man, once again, I congratulate you, you know, commend you on this Monday morning radio show, man. You are shining a light. There are many other shows that follow what we do. And if you pay attention to the topics that Pastor Eddie brings, you'll see them. I'll talk about it later on in the week. So thank you, Pastor Eddie, for having me once again.
You're welcome.
The regulator.
Thank you,
okay. Now listen, you're not going to believe this, but there have been over in the last 3 months, there's been 56 or more shootings at places around the United States. People are just going done crazy. And people are not playing. They're shooting up and killing people. That's what I'm saying. Bullying is not cool. You don't know who you're bullying. You don't know who you're messing with. So if you leave people alone, they'll probably leave you alone. One thing about the killer at Walmart, there was one young lady who came on and testified. She said he was shooting the people that he got to her. He told her, get from under the desk and leave the room while he was shooting people. So he knew who he wanted to kill. It wasn't by chance. It wasn't by luck. He was fed up with these particular people that were taunting him and harassing him. And he
and Pastor Eddie,
it's not an easy position. You have to, if you're a supervisor or a manager, you better know that people will talk about you. People will say things behind your back. You have to take that with a grain of salt, and you have to have a meeting, and you got to kind of get the kinks out and make it happen. You just can't go ballistic and start killing everybody, because look what happened. Nobody wins. He's dead. The other people are dead. And the city is under shock right now. The store is under shock. And nobody's going to want to go in that Walmart anymore. And if you ask me, and I'm just saying this to the owners of Walmart, if you can hear me, you need to do something about security, because there's always something going on at Walmart. Unfortunately, some people like shopping at Walmart, but some people will not shop at Walmart for more than one reason. But one of the reasons is because their security is not good. Okay? You need security to protect the people who come in to patronize the business. Okay? If people are patronizing your business, you need to protect them while they're there because they're making you rich. So if you have that much money that you're making off the people, then you need to take care of the people who take care of you. And we're going to close out on that particular topic and subject matter right now. Yes, sir. Who's that?
This is Brother Clarence. This is a statistic for L.A. County. There have been over 600 murders by gun violence as of last week in L.A. County. So, you know, we can also add, you know, as on average as two a day, 2 point something a day. So we can even add to that, you know. So this is the violence
now, is that,
we live see and deal with. 600.
Now, is that since the beginning of 2022?
Yes, that's just this year alone. I think we're going to exceed murder rate from last year, which was 7-something.
That is unbelievably ridiculous that there has been over 600 shootings and murders in Los Angeles, California, since the beginning of 2022. It's, you know what? Guns are overrated, okay? Guns are overrated. Good morning, Edie. How are you? Welcome to Facebook Live and everybody on Facebook Live. My buddy Joe, Joseph Freeman, that I've been knowing since young kids. I'm getting calls from all over the world right now. This is not the time.
Pastor Jones, may I
shout
something?
Out to Edie? Yes, you may. Go right ahead, Professor Reams. Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Because of the violence that's going on with the guns and shootings and now foreign countries are questioning whether they want to do business with certain parts of the United States because of the fact of the violence and the explosion of the gun violence that's going there. So it's getting to the point where other foreign countries and businesses may not work with certain businesses in this country, which would cause a drop in our GDP because we need their trade, we need their goods and services for us to have a healthy economy. But this is now in question because Japan and some of the other, even our allies, are saying, what the devil is going on? Maybe we ought to stay clear of the United States until they resolve their issues. I yield back to you.
And, you know, and that's the sad part because, you know, no one city or state is an island. It takes all of us to work together. Trading is important. Trading has been going on since the beginning of time. And when people start saying, oh, no, we don't want to deal with America for whatever reason, then, you know, now the United States of America is a melting pot of the world. You can come here and do almost anything you want to. But I guarantee you, you go to some of these other countries, like the young man that went to Singapore, and he went over and spray painted on the wall, and they caned him, okay? They caned him. He tried to reach out to the president of the United States. He reached out to everybody he could, and everybody's like, hey, we wash our hands on that. You shouldn't have went over there spray painted on the wall. They don't allow guns in Singapore. They don't have shootings over there. The police don't even carry guns. They don't allow spray painting on the wall. Like in America, you can go spray paint on the wall and run down the alley and get away. They don't allow that in their country. And that's what America needs to adapt. We need to adapt some of the laws of other countries, and a lot of these things would stop happening. And I thank God I'm not the emperor or the president of the United States of America, because when people do crime, we wouldn't be wasting taxpayer dollars on going to court, having these long, drawn-out trials. If you commit a murder, if you steal, like they do in some countries, they chop your hand off. If you do something to hurt a woman, they castrate you. There's simplicity. It's over. But in America, you get to do all this. You know, me and the wife are sitting watching TV on this chase where this guy stole a vehicle, and then he carjacked another vehicle. This guy went on for hours and hours. And it was like a movie. All I needed was popcorn and a soda because it was never a dull moment. This guy went into somebody's house. He took the dogs and went in the house with the dogs, got into a scuffle with the people that lived there, ran them over, stole their truck. This guy was relentless. Finally, about an hour and a half later, they finally cornered him at a gas station, and they shot the car up, and he didn't even get, well, he did get shot, but he was still alive. So he went to jail on a gurney at the hospital first. But what I'm saying is this was so out of control, and he made the police department look terrible. He made the sheriff's department look terrible. He made the highway patrol. He was jumping in and out of vehicles, running, jumping over people's houses, going in people's homes. I never seen a freeway chase like that. I'll call that the amazing chase, because it took him an hour and a half to catch this guy. He rammed police cars. He rammed any other car. Now, if that would have been a black man doing that, do you know they would have shot him 199 times and then reloaded? So, but this guy got away with that, and, of course, he wasn't African-American, but he actually got away with all that. So I'm just saying society is getting cray-cray. And if you don't know what cray-cray means, look up the Ebonics Dictionary. It'll tell you if you don't know what cray-cray means. Okay? So,
crazy.
And that's been out for a long time. That's exactly what it means, crazy. And so, and just last week, and I'm not trying to be funny, this is real serious. For the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about mental health, and mental health matters, and we want to break the stigma on mental health. But some of these things that are being done, even people that don't have mental health problems can have a mental health breakdown, okay? You can be, like, super cool and everything, and then you can have a mental breakdown. Somebody you love close to you could die, and that can break you down. Or you might have a job, and you're trying to pay your bills, and then you get fired from your job. That can break you down. Or somebody talking about you, treating you any kind of way, and talking to you crazy, that can break you down and make you want to go ballistic. So I'm saying the five C's, cool, calm, collected, composed, and compassion. Please use the five C's, cool, calm, collected, composed, and compassion for whoever and whatever is trying to get you twisted, okay? Robinson Sheila Timberlake said on Facebook Live, my question is, will there ever be someone or something that can stop all this? Let's see. Okay, hold on. And will this be...
To answer that question, I really want to say that. Excuse me, I just want to say, Sheila, I believe that we are the answer. And if we don't fix it, it will continue.
Exactly. Well, see, now let me educate you guys real quick. This is why they have electric cars now, because they can shut your car down on the grid. This is why all the cars are going electric. You could steal an electric car and you'd be trying to run and do all that. They'll shut the car off. Real simple. So, yes, it is going to be a time when your car will be shut off.
But that's why, Dad, I said earlier in the show that I believe technology and the government, the powers that be, have become the new slavery.
Right. And guess what? This is why next week we'll be talking about AI, artificial intelligence. I want to do my homework first, because we had artificial intelligence on the show before. We talked about robots. We're going to talk about a whole different kind of artificial intelligence now that's sweeping the nation, okay? The government is not playing. While we're twiddling our thumbs and doing what we're doing, they're at work every single day. Sheila Timberlake said, how are we the answer? Well, let me tell you how we are the answer. We are the answer because with technology, hey, Rita Oliver, how are you? God bless you. Good to see you on Facebook Live. We're the answer when we can shut down an electrical car. And we will be doing that. When I say we, I mean the powers that be who create these things have. Okay, somebody said, can you please repeat the five C's? Okay, when you have someone coming at you all kinds of different ways, whether it's at your job, your kids, whatever, somebody's bullying you, harassing you, taunting you, whatever, you need to use the five C's. Cool, calm, collected, composed, and compassion for whoever and whatever's trying to make you upset, because it's going to happen. Somebody's going to test you. Somebody's going to try to take you off your level of calmness, off your level of meekness. And sometimes people think because you're nice and you're kind that you're weak. And that's what happens to these people who are bullying these people. They bully them to the point where they go, okay, I'm not taking this anymore. I'm going to do something about
this.
Believe
what you
know. Yes. Thank you, Felita Wilson. Felita, good morning, First Lady Felita Wilson. She put it on Facebook Live. Cool, calm, collected, composed, and compassion. Bishop, how are you? Bishop Brooks? What's up, Bishop Brooks? How are you? God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. So we're talking about some real talk right here. People are bullying people, and they don't know who they're bullying, and then they end up like this guy did. You're very welcome, Edith. Like this guy did. Hey, good morning. Pastor Terry Wilson. All right. What's up, Pastor Terry Wilson? Yes. Pastor Terry Wilson said, good morning. Wait, I want to stop because everybody's coming in at the same time. Good morning. With the leading of God, our Father, and the church coming together as one, the killing will come to an end. Amen. Praise God. We, you know what, Pastor Wilson? A lot of people don't have God these days. That's another problem. And we're going to talk about that. We talked about it on our show before. Is the love of God cooling off? Is the love of God cooling off? Hallelujah. Praise God. Wait now.
Dad.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Go right ahead, Talana.
I know it's very rapid, but I just want to respond. I believe the understanding and the relationship of God is what needs to be brought to the forefront. People's lack of understanding keeps away your faith, and the lack of faith is lack of understanding.
Mm. Yes, well, not only that, a lack of education. You see, it says, raise up a child in the way that you want them to go. So you have to instill this, you have to instill it inside your kids at a very early age, your grandchildren. You got to take them to church. You got to read the Bible to them. You got to tell them what it means. You know, a lot of our young people don't. It's a guy that goes around and he asks people, if you tell me one scripture, I'll give you $20. And that man could not find a person that knew a scripture. One guy even said Jesus wept, and that he still didn't know a scripture. Okay,
wow.
Matthew 7:7 says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knocking that door shall be opened unto you. This guy walked around minutes and hours, and people couldn't give him one scripture. And that just goes to show you how un-in-touch people are with God, with Jehovah. Okay?
Well,
people are out of touch with God.
I want to answer. Well, mm-hmm. I want to piggyback off what you said, and I just want to add. Yes, you train the child up in the way that they should go. Absolutely. It continues. The villaging never stops. That means that the elders, the direction, the guidance never goes away. And that means that even when we are trained, that sometimes in the world, we still need direction. So
exactly.
We still need the village that was in the beginning,
yes.
In the forefront of family in the first place. Familyhood was fellowship and togetherness. It's now segregation and envy, greed, disrespect, anything that lacks familyhood.
And so I agree with you, Talon. I want to share this with everybody. Brother Clarence M. Allen said, one of the many reasons why, especially we as blacks have so many, okay, wait, we just had a change, issues and problems in this nation and around the world, we are a race of people who have not reattached our ancestry to our being. Our educators have infected us with every evil, ignorance, and violent act from them. And that's so true. I want to jump on that. And hallelujah. Bishop said, these days were foretold. And if you read your Bible, you're going to know that we're living in the last and final years of this late great planet called Earth. And it says that man will self-destruct himself. Well, let me tell you something. When you look at what happened with COVID, and I don't want to elaborate too much on it, but I'll just say this. When a certain person said they wanted to depopulate the earth because human beings are breathing carbon monoxide, they sent out a plague. They had the bubonic plague. They had the bird flu. They sent out all kinds of diseases. And the CDC knows where these diseases come from because they create these diseases. And for some unbelievable reason, these diseases just happen to get outside the CDC's lockdown secured places into the world. When COVID hit, I want you to know around the world it's killed 7 million people. And that's not the full number. That's only what they're telling us on the news. So they create these things and they allow these things to get into us. Now, when you are locked in your house for 2 years and you can't go out because the government tells you you can't, they tell you you can't hug your family, you got to wear a mask every day, don't you know they're controlling you? Because I can control you better when you're by yourself. Yes, it's a distraction.
Excuse me.
Not only is it an absolute distraction. Okay, Bishop said these days were foretold, and somebody is to some degree under control by the government right now. Right now.
Amen.
This very second.
It happened before.
So we got to wake up. We got to wake up. Now, the government is doing something new that you don't know about. The government is starting to pay people to not go to work. Just stay at home and we'll pay you. And that's how they're going to control a lot of people and a lot of families. And it's going to come a time when they're going to be, you know, I believe they're going to eventually come and start collecting people's weapons so you can't defend yourself. You're going to have to take the mark of the beast in your hand. You're going to have a chip in your hand or a chip in your eye. Sheila Timberlake said from Facebook Live, and if we're in the last days of this earth, then why do we think all this ugliness is going to stop? Exactly, precisely. The ugliness is just beginning. We have not seen the altitude of ugliness is coming, okay? This is all a great test, and this is why you need to apply the 5 C's. First Lady Felita Wills, I want to read what First Lady said. First Lady Felita Wills said, yes, everything was all preordained, and all we can do is make sure that you are ready when it's your time to leave here and help everyone as possible to trust in God in everything. And she just, man, I could not have said that better. If you don't have God, you already failed. If God is not in the forefront of your life and your family's life and your children's life, you already failed. So this is a priority. This is extremely important. And this is a life-changing thing that you need to make real in your life. You need to have God in every part of everything you do. I'm not talking about these fake, because these fake prophets are coming alive now. If you've never seen false prophets before, you're starting to see them now. Anytime you got a pastor taking money from the sheep in the church, that's wrong. Anytime you have a pastor who's riding around on Lear jets and riding around in limousines and all that, no, that ain't right. That's not right. Yes, it was. Yes. Bishop, you hit the nail on the head. What's up, Rochelle Moore? How are you? Welcome in, Rochelle. We're talking about people who don't have God in their life. We're talking about people who are just in the world doing whatever they want to do, thinking that the world is the best place to be. Well, let me tell you something. You see what happened to Shanquilla Robinson. She was a good woman, but the people of the world killed her. They set her up, and they planned to kill her. Over, it's supposed to be a vacation. The shooting at Walmart, the shooting at the schools, all these drive-bys, all these people are just angry and out of control because they don't have God in their life. And if you do have God, then you're not going to act like you don't have God in your life. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And right now we're being tested. So I want to go into our main topic right now. Our main topic, if you have a cell phone, this is going to be applicable to you. Here's the topic. Our first topic is what's going on with our cell phone? What's going on with our cell phone calls? Dropping calls not going through. And let me give you some examples. I just had this thing with my phone, okay? I don't care if you're with Verizon, T-Mobile, Metro, Boost, whoever you're with, Netgear, whoever. All these phones are having a problem. Now, I don't know if you remember when they were doing 5G. Yeah, they were supposed to be setting up all the 5G towers, and it was going to do this and make your ears bleed and all. Well, they're still setting those towers up. They're still setting up the towers. So I called in on my phone because I paid all this money for my phone, and I couldn't get a phone call to go through. It would say, dialing. And now, if anybody on Facebook Live has been having this problem lately, just send some hearts up right now. If you've been having any kind of problem with your cell phone lately in the last 2 months, send up some hearts. If your calls aren't going through, if your calls are dropping, if your calls are acting like they're going to dial and then they wait a whole 30 seconds and drop, or then it starts ringing like 30 seconds later, just send some hearts up or a like. Okay, so I had to call down to the phone company and tell them, because I work off my phone. I mean, most of us use our phones to work, to communicate with our kids, and to do other things. Thank you for the likes and the hearts. I knew I wasn't the only one having problems with my cell phone. I knew I wasn't the only one. It's been going on so much. And they've been taking your money and lying to you. The Federal Communications, yeah, the FCC, they control those towers. So I called down there. They said, oh, we're going to switch your tower. So they switched my tower and said they're going to compensate me for my phone and all that. No, they didn't. They did not do it. They switched the tower, but it even worked even worse. It worked even worse. So I called back in. And I said, look, I'm not going to pay my bill till you guys fix the problem. So they took off 75% off my bill because I was not getting off the phone until I talked to the powers that be. So I'm telling you, if you're having a big problem with your phone and you're paying all this high money for your cell phone bill every week, every month, oh, here Bishop Brooks said, the signs of the time is upon us. You have all the animals around the world walking in circles. I saw that. And then it says, let me see. The signs of the time, you have all the animals around the world walking in circles. The sheep's been doing it for 25 days without eating, without sleeping until they drop dead. Then we have the Jews and the rabbis doing the sacrificial worship for the Messiah, they say, is in Israel right now. I'm doing miracles. You are so right. You're so right. We need to pay attention. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Now, hold on. You need to really pay attention. The Pope is changing the commandments in the Bible. Now, what man on the planet Earth has the power to change God's Ten Commandments? You better be careful who you're following. Watch out who you're following. I'm not kissing no rings, okay? Edith said, if you are talking about a particular issue or subject, later you will see all types of information on your phone regarding what you were talking about. Exactly. Okay, so artificial intelligence, I kid you not. I'm on my phone. I'm looking something up. All of a sudden, my phone starts popping up these things that I was looking, you know, I'm just out of the clear blue. My phone just started looking up stuff that I wasn't even thinking about. Yeah, they want to change the Ten Commandments, Bishop. Ain't that something? Who would ever want to change? I mean, what man on the planet Earth thinks that he can change God's Ten Commandments? Okay, so now you know there are some false prophets that are teaching some false things.
Well, Dad, just sent to add. To what you just said, that there was also some conspiracy about why there was a New Testament made when the Old Testament already exists. So that saying that if everything that is already was and is to be, why is it being replaced or revised, if that makes any sense?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, and then Rita Oliver said the three numbers 666 are really playing a role in a lot of people's lives. I just don't know if you guys know this or not. They have a church of Satan. They don't tell you the address or nothing like that, but you can Google it. It'll pop up. They have the church of Satan now. Okay? Well, they've been having it. They just haven't been. But now they're recruiting people. And then you don't know. Some people get along with these, get into these clicks, and they don't know who they're dealing with. They don't know what they're dealing with, you know. And that's a good point. But let me stick on this subject matter right here. These cell phones are like electronic leashes. They know where you are at all times. They can find out where you are in a matter of seconds. Your phone's doing the same thing. Sheila Timberlake says, you're so true, 100% true, because my phone is doing the same thing. Show me the thing we only talked about over the phone. Exactly. So we need to pay attention, and we need to hold these. See, we own the phones, but we don't own the service. So we own the phones, but we don't own the service. So I want to go to Professor Reams right now, and I want Professor Reams to chime in on why these phone companies are making billions of dollars off of us and not giving us the service that we deserve. Why are the satellites not functioning proper? The towers are not functioning properly, but we're still paying our bills. Go right ahead, Professor Reams. Please take the floor. Give us your scientific take on this.
Well, this is a loaded question, because the fact that up until about 10, 20 years ago, cell phones were just something out of science fiction. It wasn't something that was commonly used. So as the technology
right.
began to get a lot better, because remember, let's talk about what the cell phone really is. It's just like a glorified walkie-talkie where you have two-way conversation. You're dealing with radio waves. The biggest problem with radio waves is that when we used to have it, we had to tune in the walkie-talkie to a signal, and we can only talk and then stop and have the other person to talk. What changed the game was the fact that with these towers, you can now, as we're having our conversation, you can chime in at the same time that I'm chiming in, and I don't have to, you can hear me and I can hear you at the same time. The towers are using two split radio frequencies so that we can talk to each other in real time. Otherwise, if we were to try to have a conversation, we'd back to the old, we'd have to use a cable, we'd have to use a phone. So what you're paying for through the SIM card that you have is access to the system that allows you to have back and forth conversation. Now, where it gets complicated is when you get sold these apps. That's why I don't really get into a lot of the apps if necessary, because then it's going to have too much information. But all this takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of tower strength. And one thing that is always a problem with towers is that, you know, they talk about having a weak signal, and that's one thing that can happen. But also rain and humidity can block your signal. You can also have an overload on your cell towers where it has to revert to what is called breathing space, because there's so many folks that are clouding the system that the computer can only take so long, so it'll distribute it to another tower. But if you don't have a tower, which is a long way away, you're out of luck. Because that's the only way that you're going to be talking, unless you have an old cable or phone system. So
hey, Professor Reams.
Yes.
Professor Reams, I didn't mean to cut you off. I apologize for cutting you off so abruptly. First Lady Felita Will said, also in your cars as well, they see everything. Nothing is private anymore. So people who have your cell phones Bluetooth to your car, the government is in your car. Go right ahead, Professor Reams, please.
And this is where AI comes in, because AI is in everything that we have from our cars, our phones, any sort of computer, because this is the algorithm that's used to determine, okay, well, this is what the person likes. Therefore, I will focus the message on what the person likes. That's how advertisers have been able to get into your phone and say, well, or do a pop-up, which is part of your texting that comes up with a message, because now you're in their system as part of selling you something. So you're paying for the access of the two towers or the towers to convert your signals to whatever needs to be done. Now, this is the other thing, like what a radio wave is like. If you put your finger and drop something into a thing of water, you see the waves go up, and if there's something blocking it, then it'll try to go around it. If not, the wave will either get absorbed or it'll have to go around. And if you are trying to get around a hill, there are things, physical things, that will stop you, will block your signal as well. First heat, first humidity. If there's water in the air, your signal is not going anywhere. I mean, it'll try, but it's going to be crazy. So then you have hills, you have valleys, you have mountains, and if these towers have to be rerouted in some way or so because of the traffic, because of congestion, there are periods in the day where I don't use the phone because I know that everyone else is on the phone. So if it's like now or during the evening or when they're using doing the Wi-Fi for whatever computer you're using, it's like being on the freeway at 3 and 5 o'clock. You're not going to go anywhere. So with the hills and things like that, there are also things that will block your signal, like concrete, metal, and things that will cause a dead zone. So we're just talking about your regular use, but the biggest thing comes up is converting those signals. They have sold so much that their signal capacity is just overrun, and that's where they get you. If they had more towers, then that might help by increasing the number of towers available to you so that you can get your work done or not have blockage. But then the more towers they build, guess what? They bill you. And then the more stuff they give you, they bill you and all these other things. That's why with a lot of the apps and anything else that you're using, you may want to look at how much stuff is coming out of your phone, because now it's giving a full picture of who you are and whose you are, so that they have a full message of you each and every day. Every time I use their phone, they're checking me off and saying, okay, he's on that program again, but we'll check it off that he's doing what he normally does. So, and then the other thing is that there are also cheap phones that are on the line, which are very good, but sometimes use false technology. So the two things that are going on is strength in the tower, how much stuff you have on your computer, how much blockage you have in the atmosphere, and just how frequently you're using the computer. Because COVID did one thing, which was interesting. It allowed us, we had to stay away, but how do we communicate with each other? Through our phones, through computers, and all these other stuff, which the system and the grid wasn't ready for. But the other companies were ready, so they came up with ways to block or have problems or whatever in general so that they could handle the full system. Now, what folks are doing these days is also getting a booster to their signal in case that there's something that's blocking them, but then that means more money. But the official term that they call it, it's called a signal booster, which will boost your signal overall. But the issue with that is that it doesn't create new signals. If you already have signals around you that you're using as just being blocked, it'll boost those signals. It won't create anything new. So people think that, oh, I'll have a new signal that will allow me to usurp everything else. No. If you're still using the same transmissions as everyone else is, all it will do is give those to you. If you're not, then it's not going to help you. So this is where it is, and the right thing that you did was go to your carrier, because then they can take a look at the phone. They can see if there's a problem with the chip or if there's a problem with the SIM card or whatever is going on, and then your demand of, well, I'll go somewhere else or not use my phone, they can't have that, because that's what's paying for the new towers that they're supposed to be building, especially since they're trying to get monies for the infrastructure bill that was supposed to build all these things so that people could talk to each other. So that's the complication, and that's why I tell people, look, just look up, first talk about radio waves, then next look up what a tower does, because the basics that you know about how this stuff works makes it easier for you to complain if the signal is not working for you. And then you may want to look at the use that you're using, because, yes, I have my computer, I have my phone, but I also have my paper and my pencil at all. So I try to balance it out, because here's the other thing that can happen. The sun is also delivers electromagnetic pulses, which could wipe out a tower and electronic equipment. So as we're looking at becoming self-sufficient and also being aware, the sun in itself could also wreak havoc with electromagnetic signals. So when we have a sun flare and they did the satellites, those satellites could be damaged, which would also cause problems, since to get this stuff done, you have the tower, which is sending signals out, and that the satellites are sending signals around the world because of line of sight so that you can have this. We're connected, but let there be an electric outage. Let there be some sort of EM spike, and everything goes down. So you need to gauge how you're using this technology. Pastor Jones, I yield back to you.
All right, Professor Reams, let's give him a big hand. Thank you, Professor Reams, for sharing that information. Thank you very much.
Now, thank you, Professor Reams.
Well, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Now, if you want to call into the show and listen or make a comment, you dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Press 1, it'll put you in the queue. Robinson, Felita Wilson gave you a hand. Tila Timberlake said, even though some apps tell you that you can make a call without calling directly by the phone, you still need a good, strong signal, and that's more money you're paying for, but for now it's not free. No. Every app you put on your phone, even though they say it's free, especially if it has to do with calling somebody, you're going to pay for it. One way
that's
or the
right.
other, you're paying. And they say taxes don't, something that says, it's some sort of, at the end of it, it says something doesn't apply or something. I forgot how they say it, but it's like a little way of saying you're going to pay one way or the other, you're going to pay. But it's a little something at the
it's
end.
It's an in-app
tells you
purchase,
you're
that.
Right.
It's an
in-app purchase. Like, and it's also a disclaimer.
Yep.
Because it's telling you that you're going to pay something. But here we're talking about a very important topic. I want to go to Brother Clarence M. Allen real quick. Clarence M. Allen, tell us what you feel. I mean, what do people need to do? Don't you think they should call their companies and hold their companies accountable for their cell phones not working properly? Go right ahead, Clarence.
Yes, what everybody needs to do is go outside. Look at the tallest mountain nearest you. You will see a man up there standing with a cape flowing in the wind. That's justice, man. That is justice, man. Look down for anybody's rights being violated. My rights, your rights, our human rights, our civil rights. Pastor Eddie Jones is justice, man. He is looking down upon our community and is here to respond for anybody's rights being violated, that even your cell phone rights. That's what we need to do, Pastor Eddie. We need to go out there and look up on that hill and see justice, man. You are tuned into the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones blog talk show. We're not only here to talk about the hot button topic, but we're also here to brighten your day, bring you a smile, give all the glory to God. We don't own these phones. These phones, you know, me and my wife had a conversation 3 years ago, Pastor Eddie, and my phone was sitting next to me, and the phone responded. Lonnie Jones, Professor Reams, you yourself, you even our correspondents on Facebook Live have all said everything that is true, that is viable. And it's just with this conversation with these cell phones, you know, when you go into the Bible and you look at when Moses went up into the mountain to talk to God and to get those two tablets and the people became impatient, they had all this gold that they put together and created this golden calf, which they were to worship as a god. And so when you look into the dictionary and you look up the definition of God as the supreme being, the creator, and all this, you will see another definition that says anything you place high or worship. To some people, these phones have become the god for their life. They cannot put them down. They have
Excellent.
To have this phone in hand while they're driving, in the bathroom, washing dishes, everything, looking at a sports game, cannot set these phones down because the value that they have, think they need to have device in their hand. And so when the system and the artificial intelligence continue to study our habits. It goes back to everything you all said. That's how it corresponds with us. It controls a lot of life of a lot of, some people will lose everything they have, at least they believe they will, if their phone was subject to die. So, you know, I worked in the telecommunications industry. I did cable TV, fiber optics, data communication, telephony. The only thing I haven't worked on was these cell towers, but they're just another node to extend the broadcast of these phones. And Professor Reams explained it with simplicity, and he enlightened us on how this system functions and works. So be careful. Make sure you put your phone down sometimes. Don't let your phone be your boss, because it's not going to print out a paycheck on Friday, you know. So, past yet, you know, you're just knocking out grand slam home runs, man. You know, you're scoring touchdowns, kicking field goals, man. You're doing it, you know. Man, I'm buckled in, man, in this limousine. I got my chin strap, my helmet, my goggles, hip straps, shoulder pads, cleats on my boots, man. This ride that you take us on every Monday morning, in this limousine, it's one of the best rides that we can have for these 2 hours.
Well, thank you very much. Let's give Clarence a big hand for bringing some. Right on, Clarence.
Ooh,
right on,
regular.
Clarence.
Up on that hill, you'll see justice,
well said.
All right, Clarence. Thank you.
You know, a lot of people don't know that as a superhero, I mean, I want to thank Danger Man, and I created a superhero, you know, for civil rights, and the civil rights movement. And his name is Justice Man. And you'll be seeing Justice Man real soon. I don't know if I'm going to play the role, because I don't know if I can do all those things. That, I mean, we're doing
right now,
it.
Right, man, y'all love known Justice Man.
That's right. That's right. Thank you.
That's right.
thank you so much. Yeah, Justice Man is real. He's a real live superhero who fights for justice. Hey, Maurice Valentine, man. Maurice Valentine, I want you to call into our show, man. I'm going to give you the number. If you can't call now, I want you to call this Monday. I want to have you as a guest, Maurice, to talk about bullying, because you're Bully the Bull, and the young man at Walmart that killed the people was bullied. The young man that killed the football players was being bullied, and he went and shot those 3 football players and killed them and some other people too. So a lot of people are being bullied. We need you on the show next Monday. Even if you can call in now, dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064, and press 1, and it'll put you in the queue, Maurice. We need to talk to you. We need to talk to Bully the Bull about bullying. Okay, right on, man. I'm going to wait. Bully the Bull is from Tennessee. he's doing a lot of stuff against bullying. And we need to talk about that on our show. Right now we're talking about these cell phones and the cell phone towers, 5G. And Sheila Timberlake said she had to take her 5G phone and go back to put it down to 4G because the 5G it's a joke. It's not all the way set up yet. And for those who have these new iPhones that cost $1,500, it's like you buying a car now. Your phone can do things you don't need. That new iPhone can do stuff you can't even imagine. You can make a movie with that phone. You can see. It's like a telescope. You can see up in the stars in outer space with the new iPhone. The new iPhone, I think, is 14. Is it a 14, Talon, or a 15? Which one is it?
They're both compatible, iPhone. Dad, but even as long as you have an iPhone 11 or greater, it will and you have the iOS is a 14.1 or greater, you will always have, you know, access.
It's amazing. Now, I want to go not right now to Vera Jones. Vera Jones, take the floor. In a few minutes, we're going to start our regular segment. But before we do, Vera, I want to get your – oh, yeah, okay. Okay, some people cannot get in on the 646 number. I don't know why. If you can't get in on the 646 number, go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, and on the search you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S, Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S. and it'll put you online, and you can, you know, be online with us. But if you want to call into the show, you dial 646-787-8064. Press 1, it'll put you in the queue. Okay, Vera, take the floor. What do we do about these cell phones that are not working? How do you feel when you try to make a call and your phone just says dialing and it never goes through? And you might have in a situation, emergency or whatever, and your phone's not working. What do you think we should do, Vera? Go ahead, take the floor.
Well, Eddie, that just happened. Well, it's been happening actually last couple of weeks. But I was just speaking to someone that just came home from the hospital, and she wasn't feeling quite well. So I was just kind of, you know, trying to boost her a little bit and make sure she's taking care of herself properly. But anyway, the phone hung up and disconnected us 6 times, but on the 7th time, it, you know, it worked. So what can we do? So if you can, you should go in and clean and clear up some of the items that you're not using every single day. And then don't keep your phone with you all the time. And ladies, please never, ever, ever put a cell phone in your bra, ever. And also, just having it in your pocket, on you, around you all the time, that's just not really good for the productive work as well. So we can try and limit the use and use it when possible. And if we can, invest in a home phone. Keep the cell phone for emergencies, but not all-day conversation, not all-day texting, not all-day, all-day use. That's just my theory, Eddie.
Thank you, Vera. Thank you so much, Vera. That was some very good information. Thank you, Granny V. Let's give a good hand for Granny V. Dr. Granny V.
Doctors in the house.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Granny V. Now, look, another thing we got to do is, listen to me very carefully. You need to turn your phone off in the morning. When you get up, before you use your phone, thank you, Felita Wills, for those hands. Before you use your phone, you need to turn it off and let it reset with the towers. Because if you keep your phone on all the time and you never turn it off, so many things are going through your phone. But if you turn your phone off and let it stay off for about a minute or two and then turn it back on, it will reset itself along with the towers. And that might be helpful for just a little while. The other thing you could do is make sure you close all your windows on your phone. Excuse me. Sometimes you go, you look, and then you got like 25 windows open on your phone. You just need to close all those windows on your phone. Yeah, if you don't know how to do it. And then sometimes we download apps that take over our phone, and all these apps will ask you one very important question. Can we have access to your camera? And can we have access to your contacts? Don't give all these apps access to your contacts and access to your camera, because now they have access to you. And if you don't know what algorithms are, please define it by looking it up. These algorithms, are their job is to mimic everything you say and do on your phone. That's why your phone will say something that you really didn't want to talk about, but all of a sudden your phone will start talking about it out of the clear blue, because it is mimicking your biorhythms. It's mimicking your heartbeat. It knows your blood pressure. This phone is a smartphone. That's why they call it a smartphone. Did you? Okay, Sheila Timberlake said, did you know that your cell phone can even let someone know your exact location? Oh, yes. Yes, it can. That's why I turn off locations on my phone. I do not drive around with locations on my phone unless I want to use my map. And after I use my map, I turn locations off, because anybody, and I do mean anybody, even somebody who shouldn't, can come driving up to your car or driving up to your house because they have your locations. That's what I'm saying. Hey, cousin Rachel, how are you? God bless you. Welcome to Facebook Live. Turn off your locations on your phone and turn off your Bluetooth if you're not using it, and turn off your Wi-Fi if you're not using it, because these are all ways that people can accept have access to your phone. And if you have an iPhone, people can do an AirDrop and steal all your information off your phone. Yes, they can do that. People can AirDrop your information from your phone, okay? And for you Android users, it's just as applicable to you as it is for iPhone users. Make sure you turn off your locations if you don't. Okay, Felita Will says, Never click on links, even if you know the person. Too many scams, always call the person, even scams from Amazon. I so agree. Have you guys ever clicked on something and you downloaded a germ on your phone? Okay, there we go. Okay, so, yeah, there we go. Let me go back. Let's see. Okay, Felita Wills. Yes, you sure can. When you click on these links and you don't know what these links are about, you open up poison on your phone. You can poison your phone and shut your phone down. And now they have applications for those who don't know, and we're going to get started in just a minute on our regular segment. I'm going to close out with this. If you don't know, they have apps where you can call and get the other person's number. You can call and listen to the other person's text messages. You can even listen to their conversations. When their phone rings, your phone will ring too. They got apps to do that. So be careful who you give your number to. Be careful. Oh, yeah, that's right. You should clear your every week you need to clear out your phone. I mean, almost every day I clear my phone out because someone's always trying to, like, and they're always in my DM all the time. Stay out of my DM. People will direct message. And your cache too. I'll let you tell about that. Why, I don't know why, but people will actually, that don't even know you, will get into your DM and just be trying to hit you up. I don't even know who you are, and you trying to get at me through the DM. No, don't do that. You know, that's your private direct messaging that should be for family and friends and close associates, not just somebody just hitting you up. Hey, what's going on? I'm hitting you on your DM. No, leave my DM alone, okay? You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. We're talking about cell phones and why they're not working and how we should get compensated for our phones when they're not working properly, whether you're with Verizon or T-Mobile or Boost Mobile or Metro PCS or whoever you're with. Even if you have an Obama phone, those free government phones, your phone should work properly. You shouldn't have all these problems that people are having with their problems. All these problems that people are having with their phones. And it's not just happening to me. It's happening to a lot of people. And I see people hit me up on Facebook, hit me up on with their, you know, and hit me up on my show calling in about, matter of fact, oh, here we go. Let's say good morning to Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. Hey, Aretha, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Aretha.
Hello, Dr. Aretha.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Dr. Aretha. In the house. Oh, in the limo.
Happy Monday to you all.
Happy Monday. Now, Vera said we should clear our cache weekly on our phones. You should clear your cache on your phone. So I'm going to go really quick to Aretha Adams Jones and ask her, have you been having some weird experiences with your phone lately where your calls aren't going through when you make calls, or they've been dropping when they shouldn't drop, or anything like that been happening with your phones lately?
Yep. All of the above. All of the above, but I am horrible with cleaning my cache. I'm horrible. I'm just horrible with all that. So some of that is my fault, but I do have problems with calls dropping. I have problems when I try to send text messages. A lot of times they don't get them, or they get them like hours later, sometimes days later. But I just thought it was because I wasn't cleaning the cache. So it's part, you know, a lot of things that I could do that to make it a little better. Agree with her, Sister Vera, that we need to keep that clear. The history clear.
Yes.
And it's all backed up.
Right. And we should get rid of our emails. We should get rid of our emails that we don't need on our phone. And we should close windows that are open on our phone, like some people. And every morning, and I said this again, I'm going to say it one more time. Every morning you should turn your phone off and leave it off for at least a minute or two, and then turn it back on so it can reset with the towers and the satellite. So you should do that every morning. If your phone's not working and your calls aren't going through, turn your phone off for a minute, leave it off, and then turn it back on. But if you keep having these problems, feel free to call your customer service. Let them know what you're going through with your phone, and they will compensate you. Now, I only had to pay 25% out of 75% of my bill, and the same thing happened for someone close to me that I love. They did the same thing, and it happened for them too. So it can happen for you. If you're making calls to your kids or your grandkids or your family members or your friends and your job and whoever, and it's not going through, because your phone is your only way of communication. You don't have a house phone. Most people don't even have a house phone anymore. They rely on their cell phones. So if they're not giving you the service that you deserve, that's a violation of your human rights, constitutional rights, and your civil rights. Okay? So you can write a letter to the FCC. You can write a letter to your company. And you can also make them compensate you for the days when your phone is not working properly. So much for cell phones. Remember, your cell phone is a smartphone. And some of these phones can be smarter than you. Watch your phone. Your phone's watching you. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Without further ado, call her in the 503-747 area code. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my gosh, it's Linda Goldie. Everybody say good morning to Linda Goldie.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Cody.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I just got
How's
on the tail end.
There,
of well,
okay. How's the weather out there in Oregon?
It's the sun has come out. The sun has come
out. Amen.
Off and on with rain, you know.
Hey, man, time has flown by so fast I didn't even realize what time it is. We're going to be off the air in just a few minutes. So without further ado, it is time for Health and Wellness with Vera Jones. Vera Jones, take the floor and give us health and wellness. Go right ahead.
Okay, Eddie. You caught me off guard here. I was just snacking on an orange right now. But
that's okay.
Today,
that's healthy.
I'd like to speak about health and wellness for the winter season. And I have a disclaimer. I am not a doctor. However, I am Dr. Granny V on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. So I have a question for you. At times, does your body feel like it's broke down? It's like trying to drive a car without a battery because we have to do the three R's, recharge, refresh, and renew. Or have you felt dehydrated, sluggish from the 19 with an ear infection or ARDS, which is the acute respiratory distress syndrome? Better yet, have you lost your sense of smell or taste? Do you have achy muscles, diarrhea, shortness of breath, headaches, viruses, sinus problems, bronchitis, or pneumonia? Have you been wheezing? Do you have congestion in your chest? Or do you have the cold or a flu, which they're both different? Most of them will infect our entire immune system, and it all begins with inflammation and excessive phlegm and mucus. And our gut health is really imperative at this time. Like, some may develop acid reflux, nauseous, diarrhea, food allergies, and infections from what we breathe in, perhaps what we put on our skin, and definitely what we put in our body. So right now is time to lose stress, lose some pounds, and breathe from the diaphragm more to remove a lot of bacteria and dis-ease that we have. Now, what must we do? We must rest. We must sleep and turn the TV off, pray and meditate a bit more, hydrate yourself, and drink half of your body weight every single day. You can also incorporate some different teas, coconut water, and you can gargle with a half a teaspoon of Himalayan salt. Now, soak your body in some Epsom salt. However, if you're diabetic, my suggestion is apple cider vinegar with an essential oil. And you can also steam yourself in the shower. Invest in the sore throat spray or lozenges. And make sure that you're wearing something to cover your ears, your head, your chest, and your feet. Now you can wash and soak more with Dr. Bonner's Castile Soap, which is my favorite, eucalyptus and peppermint. Now how can you treat yourself at home? You can invest in a thermometer, a humidifier, a vaporizer, and add your favorite essential oil, and the best right now would be eucalyptus, chamomile, peppermint, and frankincense. Now, those disposable masks, yes, we need to get those out again. And invest in several disinfecting wipes. And in your sanitizers, make sure that you add vitamin E so it does not dry out your skin. Invest in a neti pot. And a lot of apple cider vinegar with the mother. And guess what? That good old-fashioned Vicks, it's great to rub on your chest, your back, and your feet because everything that you rub on your feet, of course, affects your entire immune system. Now, make sure that you get your shopping list together and spend, like I said, more time resting, sleeping, and actually spending more time in the kitchen with some natural remedies. Now, you know a lot of the different vitamins that you should take, but I just want to mention vitamin C, zinc, elderberry, echinacea, ginger, cayenne, and zinc. And you can incorporate black seed oil, oregano, rosemary, lots of garlic, moringa, astragalus, except for those that are nursing or pregnant. And we all know that we must do the daily remedy of turmeric with the black pepper. Now, if you can, have as much tea as you can, whether that be mint, thyme, chamomile, yarrow, red clover, licorice root, marshmallow, lemon balm, goldenrod, cardamom, and cinnamon. And last but not least, make sure that you're eating a plant-based diet because guess what? Our body can heal by detoxifying. And try something new. Try some monk fruit and add some chia seeds to your infused water. Get in that kitchen and make some homemade soup. And eat more broccoli, apples, pineapples, cucumbers, berries, grapes, key limes, and lemons along with mango. And last but not least, as I said a second ago, is invest in perhaps making your own bone broth or purchase some. And as you heard me, Eddie caught me off guard because I was snacking on a orange. So until next week, take care of yourself, take care of one another, and keep yourself healthy during this season. Amen.
Amen. All right. Let's give a big hand for Vera Wellness. Come on.
And Dr. Granny, thank you.
Health and wellness. Health and wellness. You're so good. Wow. Okay. Wow, that was really good. Okay. Caller in the 754-888 area code. Are you there?
Yes, it's me.
Hey, Cousin V. How are you? Everybody say good morning to Cousin V.
Good morning, Cousin V.
Good afternoon
from our end.
Okay. Well, we're going to go right into the sports report. Cousin V, check the floor. Give us the sports report. The time is 10:47 a.m.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm just going to go over the top 25 NCAA because they ranked everybody all over again, and the number one teams have all dropped. So we have Georgia's number one, Michigan number two, TCU number three, USC four, Ohio State is now number five, Alabama is now number six, Tennessee is seven, Penn State is eight, Washington is ninth, and Clemson is 10, and LSU has dropped to number 11. And I'm just going to skip some of them, just do main ones like Florida State is number 14. UCLA is 17, Tulane 18, Texas is 21, and those are the just some of the top 25 teams. And then they also said Colorado offering Deion Sanders a coaching job, and you know he brought his Jackson State hasn't won a championship since 2007, so everyone's wondering, do you think he will go? And we really hope not, because that would break a lot of those kids' spirit. And then the scores, some of the scores for the games were Baylor lost to UT Texas Longhorns 38-27. UNC lost to North Carolina State 30-27. UCLA beat Cal State 35-28, Florida State beat the Florida Gators 45-38, Ohio State lost to Michigan 45-23, Clemson beat South Carolina 30-1, Georgia Tech lost to Georgia 37-14, Alabama beat Auburn 49-27, and then TCU beat Iowa State 62-14. Texas A&M beat LSU 38-23. USC beat Notre Dame 38-27. Kansas State beat Kansas 47-27. and Tennessee shut out Vanderbilt 56-0. And then in the NFL, did you hear about Odell Beckham Jr.? That, when I read the story, it is so crazy. He fell asleep, and they tried to wake him and tell him that he needs to fasten his seatbelt. But, of course, he may have been dazed. Everybody don't wake up and know what's going on because it depends on how tired you are. They said at first they thought he was seriously ill. And then they asked him to leave the plane. He didn't want to, but when the police officers came, they said he went willingly. So the lawyer said that this was unnecessary, and they think it just that people were trying to show their authority. And my thing is, too, I just don't even think they recognized who he was and how important he was, so there were no charges against him. Wow. Last week, we left with a triple header on Thanksgiving Day. We had the Buffalo Bills beat Detroit 28-25. Dallas beat New York 28-20. New England lost to Minnesota 33-26. And on Sunday yesterday, Carolina Panthers even beat Denver Broncos 23-10. Tampa Bay lost to Cleveland Browns 23-17. Jacksonville Jaguars beat Baltimore by 1 point, 28-27. The Houston Texans, of course, lost to my Miami Dolphins, even though I'm from Texas, and I did work for the Houston Texans, but they lost 30-15. Chicago lost to New York Jets 31-10. The Bengals beat the Titans 20-16. The Commanders beat the Falcons 19-13. And then the L.A. Chargers, with a two-point conversion, came back to beat Arizona by 1 point, 25-24. Clarence, Raiders are on the roll, and they went into overtime, and they beat the Seattle Seahawks 40-34. The L.A. Rams lost to Kansas City 26-10. New Orleans got shut out by San Francisco 49ers 13-0. And then on Sunday Night Football, we had those Eagles fly. They beat the Green Bay Packers 40-33, but we want to say a prayer for Aaron Rodgers. He left the game with a rib injury. On tonight, it will be Pittsburgh at Indianapolis Colts, and that game will be at 8:15 p.m. on ESPN. And then on Thursday Night Football, December 1st, it will be the Buffalo Bills at New England, and that game will be on Prime Video at 8:15. And then next Sunday, it will be Cleveland Browns are going to play the Houston Texans, which are 1-9. It's supposed to be the return of Deshaun Watson, and so some of the stations are saying that they don't want to televise it and all this kind of stuff. But like I say, there's a lot of discrimination in the NFL. This is my sports report, and have a blessed week.
Thank you for the sports report. We need that sports report. Now, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Jesse Jones Radio Talk Show. We are going into overtime just a little bit over because we cannot miss the commentary. We cannot miss Regulate the Manual. We cannot miss Poetry in Motion. We cannot miss Words of Wisdom. And we cannot miss Mental Health and You. So without further ado, it is time for Mental Health and You. Aretha Adams Jones, please take the floor. Give us Mental Health and You.
All right. Happy Monday to you. Today I'm coming to you, with the link between financial health and mental health. And oftentimes when there is financial instability, it can very well impact a person's mental health. Sometimes if their finances are not in order, they can experience anxiety, depression, insomnia, stress. So during this Christmas season, when we're spending a lot of money, let's try to keep a satisfactory handle on our finances, and this in turn will support our mental remember, mental health matters, and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Aretha.
Thank you, Dr. Aretha.
Thank you, Dr. Aretha.
Thank you. Now, without further ado, we're going to go for words of wisdom with Talana Jones. Talana Jones, take the floor. Give us words of wisdom.
Amen. Before I start words of wisdom, I just want to say today's show has been a serious handful. And I just want to quote that without God, we don't really understand the meaning of service. And it's understanding who is called and who is not. If so many few are chosen. And when given that right and opportunity, it is a privilege to carry, to be able to give it to someone else or pass it down. Is what I was taught through my livelihood and familyhood. So I pray that today's words of wisdom are enjoyed. And it reads, do you see the God in us all? Pay attention. Faith without works is dead. Be still and know that God is in all things, great and small. Be grateful for the sight of God in Jesus' name. To see the God in others is to see the God in you. Confirmation and love for yourself and others. Be the light, period. A calling upon the men in our lives to provide mentorship, brotherhood, and sisterhood alike. Without structural direction, we continue to fall short of glory. For us to come together would completely change the world and the new world order. Where is the love now? Will you answer the call to serve the right way? God bless you all. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for hearing words of wisdom.
Thank you for words of wisdom. Thank you. Wow. Thank you for words of wisdom. Well, and now that we've done, that was an amazing, thank you, daughter. That was amazing words of wisdom. We had health and wellness. We had mental health in you. We had the sports report. We now it's time for poetry in motion. Poetry in motion. Linda, take the floor. Give us poetry and motion.
Okay, I just want to say Thanksgiving Day, I found out my daughter in California has COVID, and the bookcase fell over in the hallway, and I have been stressed ever since. So this little poem is called Rest. I have had a little rest before I face the next big test of my survival, or else I would be dead on arrival. I know that I am not alone. Of those who cry and those who groan beneath a heavy weight, whatever kind they might relate. So all of us are in this stew of hardly knowing what to do before the next attack. And there is no point in looking back to your comfort zone. Just know that God has never left you all alone.
Amen. Let's give a big hand for poetry in motion.
Okay.
God has never left us alone. Now, our word of the week.
Thank
our
you.
Word of the week. Amen, amen. That was beautiful. Okay, we're going into overtime, so don't worry about what you're hearing right now. Listen to this. Our word of the week is gratitude. Gratitude is our word of the week. Gratitude should create attitude and aptitude. Amen. So gratitude is our word of the week. Write it down and make it applicable to your life. Our scripture of the week is Mark chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Mark chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, and it reads, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, behold, thy face which shall prepare thy way before thee. Amen. The word of God for the people of God. I'm going to read that one more time. Our scripture of the week is Mark chapter 1, verse 1 through 2. And it reads, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, behold thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Amen. Make that applicable to your life. Without further ado, it's time to regulate the manual. Regulator, take the floor. Regulate the manual.
Yes, sir, Pastor Jay. We're closing out the year with the evils. Spiritual mindset and curse of the Willie Lynch letter they sent for him in 1712, because there's a lot of hanging of slaves, killing of slaves, mutilation, burning.
because slaves were escaping, rebelling, and killing crops. And so when he came, he laid out the differences of our ancestors and used them against us, which he said, you fear distrust and envy for control. He said if you use these things rightly, they would not only last 300 years, but even 4,000. He used all of our differences, the size, the sex, the plantation, the color, attitude of owners. And he used all sorts of things. And so he went into how to break the black male. And he said, we hold these six principles as truth to be self-evident, based upon the following disclosure concerning the economics of breaking it and tying the horse and the N-word together, all inclusive of the six principles laid down above. Note, neither principle alone will suffice for good economics. All principles must be employed for orderly good of the nation. According to both a wild horse and a wild natural N-word is dangerous even if captured, for they will have the tendency to seek their customary freedom, and in so doing might kill you in your sleep. You cannot rest. They sleep while you are awake, and they are awake while you are asleep. They are dangerous near the family house, and it requires too much labor to wash them away from the house. Above all, you cannot get them to work in this natural state. Hence, both the horse and the N-word must be broken. That is, breaking them from one form of mental life to another. Keep the body, take the mind. In other words, break the will to resist. Now, the breaking process is the same both for the horse and the N-word, only slightly varying in degrees. But as we said before, there's an art in long-range economic planning. You must keep your eye and thoughts on the female and the offspring of the horse and the N-word. A brief discourse in the offspring development will shed light on the key to sound economic principles. Pay little attention to the generation of original breaking, but concentrate on future generation. Therefore, if you break the female mother, she will break the offspring in its early years of development. And when the offspring is old enough to work, she will deliver it up to you. For her normal female protective tendency would have been lost in the original breaking process. For example, take the case of a wild stud horse, a female horse, and already infant horse, and compare the breaking process with two captured N-word males in their natural state. A pregnant N-word woman with her infant offspring. Take the stud horse, break him for limited containment. Completely break the female horse until she becomes very gentle, whereas you and anybody can ride her in your comfort. Breed the mare and the stud until you have the desired offspring. Then you can turn the stud to freedom until you need him again. Train the female horse whereby she will eat out of your hand, and she will in turn train the infant horse to eat out of your hand also. When it comes to breaking the uncivilized N-word, use the same process, but vary the degree and step up the pressure so as to do a completely reversal of the mind. Take the meanest and most restless N-word, strip him of his clothes in front of the remaining male N-word, the female, and the N-word infant. Tar and feather him. Tie each leg to a different horse facing opposite direction. Set him afire and beat both horses to pull him apart in front of the remaining N-word. The next step is to take a bull whip and beat the remaining N-word males to a point of death in front of the female and the infant. Don't kill him, but put the fear of God in him, for he can be useful for future breeding. And these are the atrocities that our ancestors went through. And I want to share y'all a picture. The same image on the back of the Levi's where they took the two horses to split the jeans on from this concept that I just read on how they tied the two horses to break our ancestor forefathers back during the time of slavery. So, you know, this is real. This really happened. This is not a fictional story. This is real history. Pay attention to it, and also relate this to the things that we're facing now in these lifetimes. And we talked about this earlier in this show. What can we do to change us? We got to realize the
history that our ancestors went through. We got to realize the history of our culture and our lifestyles. Get back to those civilized lifestyles, the community-based living and raising each other and our kids, and separate ourselves from the misguided education that some of our educators have taught us in our social lifestyle systems.
Amen, amen. Let's give a big hand to Brother
Powerful.
On our show, we always read the Lilly Lynch Law every year. At the end of the year, we read it because a lot of people have no idea. They have never read the Lilly Lynch Law. So they used to use the Lilly Lynch Law, and they used to use the Bible as a weapon to control slavery, during slavery. But without further ado, we already went over a couple of minutes. It's now 11:05 a.m. It's time for one of the most important parts of our show, and it's called The Commentary. Professor Reams, who does social justice and the commentary on our show, without further ado, please take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. And once again, an excellent show which covers all of the real deal holy fields of things that are going on in society. So I'm going to thank everyone individually as we're going through in the interest of time so we can get through everything as quickly as possible. So let's see where we are overall. Now, this election that we just completed shows a hallmark of a change in the direction, because one thing that we're dealing with has been the long, long battle between God and humans over control and the idea of what control means. And as we've seen through the Lilly Lynch Law, this was how that control was exacted on our people, but it's the same type of control that governments over the world have done. That has been the focus of authoritarian rule, which one person, as I've explained in prior weeks, feels that they are the way, the light, and trying to mimic what God has already provided to us, especially when Jesus Christ came down. So one thing that we have to be very careful on is putting our trust into things, objects, such as our cell phones, as we talked about earlier, that will give us a false sense of control. And as we said from the cell phones, from everyone in the process, use it sparingly, use it with a balance. Remember, it's just a tool. It is not your whole life. It is not your focus, because you should have a balance in that. But when you need to make a phone call, use it. When you need to send a text, use it. And then afterwards, put it away like any other tool, because that's all it is. And put it in the place where it should be, as you are a kingdom citizen that will be doing more things beyond texting. Now, when we get to the idea of the slavery ballots, this has been long in coming. It's been 200 plus years, and finally we got them off the books. But this shows how patience and perseverance and how the good Lord works, because the fact that we just talked about the Willie Lynch memo, that the legacy of Willie Lynch are these laws that we are now seeing taken off the ballot. And of course, the killings, the issues that are going with Shaquille Robinson, all of these things that have happened, but it's been happening almost like since when Cain and Abel had the first murder. So we're getting to the point where under Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9, that it's nothing new under the sun, and this is where gratitude comes in, because the good Lord is saying, look, what I've been dealing with as your Lord is the usual grift that your forefathers and your great forefathers keep giving to me, as far as whether they're going to be controlled, in control, or whether I'm going to be in control. And this has been the battle since the beginning of antiquity. So the gratitude that we have is that the good Lord is pointing these things out. Because with an authoritarian coming in and saying that I am the way, the light, and all, you're seeing that in Iran, those same leaders who are authoritarian are having a heck of a time with the revolts that are going on, China revolts, and even in Russia revolts, because of the fact that basic freedoms of your rights, my rights, and everyone's rights, which our own justice man and we all fight for, are being stricken from these folks. And they are battling like heck to try and have to preserve what we have in this country of the freedoms that we do have. Yes, we should. We should strengthen our laws. Yes, we should have this. And, of course, you can see how the laws are being implemented and or adjudicated separately for different races. But the good thing with this election was that we turned away the idea of authoritarianism. We turned away that a president The next thing is that, as you mentioned, the lineup of who and how and how we've answered, who will answer this, we are the change that we're looking for. That means we have to stay engaged right now as we speak. We have the Senate, right, and that's why we're working feverishly to make sure that Raphael Warnock gets the next seat, because it minimizes the control that the Senate has. We also have the White House, so that means that Uncle Joe is able to continue his focus on. We lost the House, but the good thing about it was that the House is only gotten by several seats, just seven. And if it goes to five, that's even better, but it's seven seats. That's a very weak majority, and it means that we have to work together in order to get things done. So well done to everyone, including our Z, who came out in droves, because we kind of seen that the elders were leaning towards authoritarianism, of which they wanted one leader to resolve all the issues, but it depends on what they wanted to resolve. If it means disappearing all the brown and or people of color, then we are in a horrible authoritarian issue, but that's what we were leaning towards had we not seen and God come in place with the issues that have brought up what was going on. So thank you to Pastor Jones for this issue that we're dealing with, but also to Clarence Allen for Willie Lynch to show what it means and what the effects of authoritarian is. Dr. Grandy V to remind us about our health that we have to deal with at all times, so we can stay rested, so we can stay on the battlegrounds and make sure things are going down. Cousin V and the dealing with sports, of how sports can be very uplifting, but also it can have its issues such as racism, as we've seen before. And to Lana, once again, you knocked it out of the ballpark, because in setting this up, you reminded us that, do you see God in all of us, or do you see God in others? And in doing so, that takes away the feeling that we're not connected, because if we see him, then he knows he sees us, and that we are in communion with him to move in that direction. And Dr. Aretha has been dealing with financial issues and dealing with the health overall. Christmas, of course, is a symbolism for bringing us all together, but people then conflate it with, I have to buy this and get that, and that can lead to anxieties. And because you don't want that to happen, you want to make sure that you are involved in sparingly ways. Similar with the apps that we have that we're using, use those sparingly. But then finally, Linda Goldie, thank you so much, because, you know, we have to rest because we are always being tested, and that's the next big test. And then, of course, God never leaves us and never leaves us alone, because the fact that we are part of him and he's part of us, and in going in his direction, he will never let us down, so we always trust in him, because if he sees us through others and we see him, and we have achieved the relationship that he'd like us to have with him, and that is seeing him in all of his grace, his mercy, and his glory, to where when we are working with our fellow citizens, we are cool, we're calm, collective, composed, and we show compassion. And with that, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
All right, let's get a big hand for Jerry.
Wow.
Thank you very much. Okay. I want to thank you for the commentary this morning. All right. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. We went over today. It's now 11:14 a.m. Normally our show is over at 11, but we had so much information to talk about this morning. We had all of our segments. I want to thank everyone on the show. I want to thank everybody on Facebook Live. I want to thank everybody on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to thank everybody who called in at 646-787-8064. I want to say shout out to Regina. Regina, how are you, King? Regina King, how are you? God bless you. Lila Manson, how are you? Phyllis Bell, all the way on the East Coast, how are you? And everybody who came on, God bless you. And everybody, I love you with the love of God. May God bless you in all your ways, and may God give you strength and guide you and direct you in the name of Jesus. And whatever you do, remember that the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Whatever you do, remember this. The only limit in life is the one that you put on yourself, so let there be no limits, no limits. And last but not least, remember this. Don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. And here's some positive words from a gentleman who was one of the hardest working men in show business. Not only was he a singer, and not only was he a performer, but he was also a civil rights person. So I'm just going to give you a little bar, just a small little bar of his music. But on Facebook Live, I can't do that. So I got to go on Facebook Live. God bless y'all and have a wonderful, beautiful week. And now that we're past Thanksgiving, now we're getting ready for Christmas. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm waiting on New Year's Eve. 2023 should be a much better year than 2022. And 2022 has been good. But who's been better than 2022 or 21 or whenever? Our God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns in heaven above. Our God is an awesome God. Hey, Shepherdess Brown, God bless you, Shepherdess Brown. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Bless you. God bless you. Everybody have a wonderful week. Don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. And the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. And the best is yet to come. You're on Eddie Jones Real Talk Show. God bless you. Be encouraged. All right. And for you guys here, this is for you.
Put your bad stuff. Say it loud. Take two eyes to make a pair. Brother, we